the high-register male countertenor voice, with a vocal range more often found among female singers, elicits such reactions as ethereal and haunting. IU Jacobs School of Music student Michael Leinert is a countertenor who recently brought that haunting quality to the John Waldron Art Center, where he presented a recital of voice and cello works on the theme of life's mystery and uncertainty. WFIU's Adam Schwartz spoke with Leinert about his recital, Veiled.
Michael Leinert says his countertenor voice gives audiences a rush.
The look of expression on their faces when they first hear you is of shock, and then it's, is this okay?
It was definitely okay for the appreciative audience at Leinert's recent recital at the John Waldron Art Center Auditorium, where he displayed his talents as a singer, cellist, and composer. Leinert, who this summer will get his master's in music education at IU, called his recital Veiled. It was a musical exploration of life's mystery and uncertainty.
I'm trying for us to just take a moment to think about the feelings and the thoughts that we have that are hidden and we hide from others. And then what happens when we share those experiences with others? Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing?
The concert included two works Leinert composed for solo cello, including a premiere of his piece, Open Air.
The opening, there's a pizzicato opening, so plucking the strings, and to me that's kind of the question, and then the rest of the piece is the answer to that, that perhaps does very little to actually answer the question. And the audience reaction to that, especially after the concert, was quite positive, and I didn't know what to expect. I've only had a few of my compositions performed in the past, and so that was a pleasant surprise for me.
Growing up as a boy soprano, Leinert was concerned audiences wouldn't like his high register. He tried singing lower, but was dissatisfied with the sound.
I couldn't seem to access the lowest notes that would make it really comfortable for me. So one of my past teachers suggested that we try working up and just expand my range that way, and then we just started doing that more often.
John Dowland's famous air, Flow My Tears, was originally written for voice and lute. Leinert sang and performed his own transcription for voice and cello.
I did it on my Baroque cello, and that piece, I think, really had an air to it that touched a lot of people as well.
Leinert performs outside the concert hall, too. He recalls a street performance in Bloomington for homeless people who were hearing a countertenor voice for the first time.
And there was laughter at first. And then after about a minute of it, they listened more attentively than anything I had played. And at the end, some of them expressed that was the most beautiful thing that they had heard before. And I don't necessarily think that it was myself, but it's a certain sound, it's a certain mystery, mystique to it that I think is really appealing to many people. One of the pieces that I felt like I had done the best on the program that I hadn't done as well until that evening was Morgen by Strauss. Part of it was a blending of just the collaboration between the pianist and I. I felt like she was very, very expressive on that evening, Alice Baldwin. I also felt like I really sung it and really meant it the most I had been able to grasp.
After he gets his master's in music ed this summer, Michael Leinert will embark on a career as a performer and teacher. He plans to take his recital Veiled to such cities as Denver, Philadelphia, and Hartford, where he'll continue to give audiences that countertenor rush. For WFIU Arts, I'm Adam Schwartz.
Learn more about Michael Leinert and watch videos of his recitals at wfiu.org/artworks.